Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's Fanatics Radio Show here on 1460 KXNO. We are at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Going to get me up, dial up a little Paul Rhodes pizza here when we get off the air. Big night of football, little Louisville and Clemson, good game in the college ranks. Chiefs and the Broncos coming up tonight as well. Of course, we are presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, where we will have our Cyclone Fanatic Deal of the Week coming up after the first break. Looking forward to that. Tim Mullins is already here. Saw him having a Busch Light when he was getting ready. He's like the staging area is where Tim Mullins is right now. Brent Bloom is in Toledo, Ohio. Believe it or not, Rob Gray Bloom is there on business as well, and then he's just going to stick it out. And he will be there for the big football game on Saturday night. You're filling in. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Well, great for Brent to be able to combine business with, I guess, what's hoped to be pleasure.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that.
Yeah, I hope to be, as I said.
We will see about that. We had a earlier today on 1460 KXNO on the Sports Fanatics program, had a Toledo beat writer on from the Toledo Blade, which is an interesting new name for a newspaper.
It's a fantastic name for a newspaper.
Had you heard of that before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, you're an old
grizzled. I'm an old grizzled newspaper veteran.
Newspaper veteran, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, this guy was telling me, I found it to be very interesting, that the strength of that Toledo team is their D-line.
Yeah, I've been hearing that as well.
That's not good.
No, that's not what you like to hear, especially when you want to see the offensive line get on track. How big of a difference does Daniel Burton make? You hope that he's almost 100%, so his stuff doesn't linger there. But I guess, you know, what do you want? I mean, you're going to have to go on quite a run this season anyway. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Hey, line up the challenges, make it as challenging as it has to be. You know, if you're going to overcome adversity, make it big time in areas, you know, that you might struggle in at times.
I have multiple guys who cover Iowa come up to me after that game and throughout this week just get a text message and say it. And these guys told me Iowa State's a lot better than we saw last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I go that far yet, but those guys have such a small sampling. You and I are immersed in this Iowa State football program for 365 days out of the year. But, man, I really – defensively, man, I don't think you could ask a lot
it's
more than what
day.
They've given you.
Yeah, I mean, just the D-line, to be able to – go to the 3-4 and be effective out of the 3-4. Continue it against Iowa. I know Rhodes said it's a team we can't do it against. Well, they did. For the most part, did well. Just the defense was on the field, I think, 7 minutes more. You know, a big, huge time of possession thing in the second half because the offense couldn't get anything rolling. But that defense is, you know, so much faster and so much stronger at the point of attack. Obviously, big difference between DeMond Tucker and Vernell Trent, where Tucker's making an impact. Trent's just sort of trying to hold his own. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not as experienced, not as explosive, but just really impressed with what this looks like. A defense that can allow the Cyclones to truly hang in games. What the offense finds itself, they
Which
got a chance to go
it
and
has
get
to
it.
Get better. I mean, that Mark Mangino's a good coach. He didn't forget.
Yeah.
You know, they still have those wide receivers. And speaking of, I was going to bring up Sam Richardson, but we may as well bring former Iowa State quarterback and a friend of the program, friend of Cyclone Fanatics, Brent Meyer, onto the show. Hello, Mr. Meyer. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing good, Chris. How's everybody doing your way?
We're not bad. We're hanging out here at Benchwarmers. And for the life of me, Brett, all week long I've been trying to figure out what in the heck happened to Iowa State's offense in the second half against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Talked to a lot of bright football minds. I'm finding that a lot of the not-so-bright football minds like myself, after that game, I was thinking, man, you know, Sam Richardson, I just want to see him go out and win a game, overcome some obstacles. He didn't do that on Saturday. But I listened to you and Todd Blythe and your guys' podcast. The bright football minds tell me, listen, this is not a Sam Richardson problem. Do you agree with that? And please give me your assessment of Iowa State's quarterback on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I think Sam did everything he could. I mean, there was, you look at the one big mistake he had late in the game. Obviously, you're going to the 2-minute drill, and through that, late to the flat, and obviously it was picked, and that was the end of the game. But that's a situation that, you're going to succeed probably, 15 points at a time. So not a high percentage, opportunity for the offense. But, overall, I thought he played well. But just in the second half, like Todd and I spoke about, there's really a couple different coverages they went to, knowing that, they could stop the run without having to bring an extra guy down in the box. They played a two-man, but, basically virtually impossible to throw against unless you have certain routes, in the game plan that week, like crossing routes, getting the ball to your back out of the backfield, and running the ball, obviously, which we couldn't do. And then they kind of rolled some coverages, over the top of Lazard, in some big third down and, second long situations just to make sure they're taking him out. Because, obviously watching the first week, that's kind of where Sam wants to go with the ball, and which makes a lot of sense. I did that with Todd, and, he was trying to do that, and Iowa took it away from us. So I think as a whole, you saw Mark Mangino come out and kind of try to take the blame for what happened, and whether it's his fault or not, I think it's just kind of a shared blame on our staff needs to make sure that we do have some things, because that's the defense they're going to see now. They struggled against it, and that's what teams do. They watch film, see what worked against the opponent, and they're going to implement that. So you can better believe that from Toledo and here on out, whenever they're going to try to stop the run, if they can do that, they're going to see a lot more of those coverages. So I would imagine that this week in the game plan, we're going to have something to answer for that.
Well, I guess what would that be off the top of your head? I mean, there's multiple things that you could do, but if you're Iowa State's offensive coordinator, I mean, what are some things that you try on Saturday night against Toledo?
Well, I mean, the first thing you want to try to do is run the ball. I mean, that's and it doesn't have to be a situation where we go from 60 yards to 250 to 300 yards. That'd be great. I mean, that wouldn't mean control the game. Most likely would win, but you just want to have a good balanced attack. You don't want to be – I mean, I know Iowa seems like they had like 260 passing and 200 rushing against us, something like that. I mean, that's about perfection there when you're talking about balance. So you want to try to be more balanced in, your play calling. Obviously, if you get behind, that can change. But, if you do get something, a little bit of man, you always want to look at your crossing route. If they're playing a two-man where it's basically everybody's man-to-man underneath and then you have two high safeties, crossing routes, like I said, back out of the backfield and then running the ball. Those are three things you can do. And then if you get that cover five where they're playing, they're taking away those short throws to the boundary and playing, just a quarters coverage to the field because that's a long throw. And again, you got to try to run the ball because they're going to have basically just a, standard six-man box. So, I think that you really have to try to get the ground game going and then, look at the defenses that you're going to anticipate to see because you struggled against them the week before and just, be ready for it.
Hi, Brett. Rob Gray here. I had a quick question about Sam the runner. How much can he – because it seems like when he was decisively running the ball, whether on design or just giving him a little bit more room to improvise outside the pocket, they were able to sometimes, with his yards augmenting the total yardage, hold their own enough in the running game to open up the passing game. Is that – it seems like they've shied away from that. I mean, what have you seen from that, and do you think he could really help, provide some change-ups there and bolster the running game as well?
Yeah, I think maybe early in the game you could see, some coaches, sometimes they would do that with me or just, any quarterback, just to get them going, get a couple hits under the belt where you're not taking two shots, just maybe a quarterback draw, get down, just to get them loosened up maybe early in the game. But, anything on the ground helps because when you're running the ball and you want to get, four yards or more, the easiest thing is to win when you're running the ball, especially on first down. That just sets you up in better down and distance. And I think that, if you're Sam's case and it's third and six to third and 10 plus, I mean, those are tough downs to get, especially against a team that, is just going to sit back and cover. So, I think if whoever it is, if it's Sam or any of the backs, regardless of who it is, if we get something going on the ground, that's going to open up our play action number one and then, put it in second and third and manageable to be able to move the chains and stay on the field.
Brett, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, didn't you play a game at Toledo in your career?
Yes, we did. That was, I'll tell you what, that was a bad trip from start to finish. That was, it would have been 2007. We played at the Glass Bowl. That would have been Dean Chizik's first year. So, and I can remember just, going into the stadium, and Todd and I talked about this too. It's just a different atmosphere than what we're used to. Because you're used to playing in front of, 50, 60, 70, sometimes up to 100,000 people. You walk into the stadium, you get that instant juice. You get that energy. There's really nothing you can do, no matter how early the game is or if it's a night game. Well, you're going into the glass pool, and it's, you know, I don't know how many people, maybe 30 to 40,000 is probably going to be half full. And, you know, you're going to look around, it's going to be a little bit different. So I think, you know, I think our guys are just going to have to be prepared for that and come out to play because, you know, with this team, what they had last week, it's a good football team we're playing, and they're getting their best player back on offense. So, you know, I think that you just got to be ready to play, and regardless of it, you know, the setting's going to be a little bit different, but, you know, I'm confident that they'll be fine.
Yeah, and it's an interesting dynamic too, Brett, considering Toledo just beat Arkansas. I mean, on the positive note for Iowa State, it's possible that team could be, and that entire program could be on a bit of a high after that, and it also, I think, helps Iowa State from a motivational standpoint, where I don't think anybody's going to be looking past this football team. You know, on the other end, it shows that they're really good. I mean, it's not a fluke. Well, I guess Brett, if I were to ask you to describe like a good MAC football team, which I think Toledo is, what's the difference in style? I mean, what do you think of when I ask you to describe a good MAC football team?
Well, I think you have a lot of quality football players, first and foremost. I mean, there's probably, you know, 10 to 15 guys, you know, that would be in our QDs, you know, to start for them first. And obviously, you know, you look at their running back, Kareem Hunt, he's a starter on our team right now. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the teams we played, I mean, some of the MAC teams, Julian Edelman probably would have started on our team at a number of positions. You know, we played against a lot of good MAC football players. So they're always going to be well coached, and this Toledo team is no different. They're going to play with a chip on their shoulder because they feel like they should be playing in the Big 12 or Big 10 or whatever conference. And, you know, I think that you're looking at, especially now, you know, teams, everything's getting better at a lot of these programs. You're going to see guys that are bigger and more physical than what you would think of going up against a non-Power 5 school. So they're well coached. They have, you know, big-time Power 5 comps. They have Power 5 talent, and, you know, they're going to be physical with you. So,
Brett, that's good stuff, man. We always appreciate your time. Thank you very much, and we'll talk with you soon, okay?
All right, Chris. We'll see you.
All right, thanks, Brett Meyer, former Cyclone quarterback, joins us. Yeah, I remember that 2007 game. I don't know about you. That was one of the more – that was a very Iowa State-ish type of loss. I don't know. Were you covering Iowa State then, or were you on Northern Iowa?
I was on Northern Iowa at the time, but yeah, I remember, you know, reading about it, seeing the highlights. And
I want to say they lost like a 12-point lead or something in like 2 minutes, or I don't remember the specifics, but I remember it was not kind.
Yeah,
it was not kind. Quickly, I want to touch on a couple of recruiting topics as well. Iowa State picked up a offensive lineman last night. In basketball recruiting, I think Rob is about to pick up a young man by the name of Emmanuel Malou. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. I think it's close to becoming decision time for him. This, if it happens, would be taking the transfers out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
This could be the most highly touted guy Iowa State has gotten since Brackens.
Yeah.
I mean, because Niang and Monte Morris were obviously turned out to be great pickups, but they weren't highly touted.
Yeah, not as highly touted as him, certainly.
Yeah.
It'd be a huge pickup, image-wise, too, because everyone's looking to that year beyond the upcoming season.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have him, you've got the – you know, a couple other guys that have already been picked up. You got Simeon Carter, who you got late. Donovan Jackson, who's going to be there. I mean, so you've created momentum for that, where everybody was wringing their hands about it going in. Again, we don't know until he comes out and says what he says, but to be in the mix there with all the, you know, usual suspects, and for it to be looking pretty positive at this point is definitely huge.
And on the football trail, the young man is Grant Hermans, a 6'6", 255-pound tackle, chose Iowa State over Texas Tech, Kansas, and Washington State. I have no idea how good he is. Trying to gauge a high school offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Especially one from New Mexico,
where
he's from. Not really sure what Iowa State got right there, but I do like, this is what I always say, when I am in doubt, I just look at the offer list.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Kansas, Texas Tech, and Washington State are these barn burner type of programs, but it does tell me that three other Division I or, you know, high major staffs wanted him, which is important to me. That like, if it's Iowa State and five MAC schools, that's usually a red flag, especially at that position.
No doubt. And also people have identified him from far, you know. It's not just local, I guess all you have is New Mexico, New Mexico State, but people are identifying them from, you know, the Northwest, Midwest. So I'm thinking he's a pretty athletic dude. I know he's not that big yet. I think he's listed at 250,
255. Though. I mean, you could put on 20, 30 pounds in a year.
Oh, indeed. And he's tall. Looks like very athletic kid. So you've got a lot of options for where you get where you're going to throw him out there.
Speaking of options, I mean, if you want to sell or buy your house, my guy Mark Charter, he's the guy for you. You
actually it's your only option.
It's the only option. Iowa's most recommended realtor, of course. You actually used him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me about your experience.
Yeah, well, I mean, the word that comes to mind is painless, and I know that's not a word that comes to mind for a lot of people when they're trying to sell their house. But
yeah.
Mark was very easy. You know, we used the big van.
Oh, you did use the van with his mug all over it?
I proudly drove that around, and I think people were disappointed when they looked at the driver's side and
said, you have, like,
it's not Charter himself.
When you were in the Charter mobile, were, like, chicks waving at you? I mean, how did that work?
It was I can't disclose everything that happened
about
just in terms of the sights and sounds.
It's a family station.
Yeah, but you know, think like a 1980s hair band rock concert or something.
Nice.
No, just great. I mean, house moved so fast, and you know, and you're always worried about that as we were building at the time.
Yeah.
So when we decided to put it on the market later. And it just worked out perfectly. I mean, highly professional, and he does what he says he's going to do.
There you go. That's one hell of an endorsement right there. Mark Charter, Mark Charter Real Estate, markcharter.com, at Iowa Real Estate on Twitter. All right, the Nebraska Furniture Mart deal of the week. Don't want to miss out on this one. We've got that and picks coming up on 1460 KXNO.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday. Forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number. 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Nebraska Furniture Mart proudly supports CycloneFanatic.com. So let me ask you this. Are you ready to upgrade your game day TV to catch every Cyclone play this season? Nebraska Furniture Mart has you covered. Plus, they shop the competition, so you don't have to. Every day, Nebraska Furniture Mart updates its electronic price tag, so you know you are getting the low price that you deserve. Stop by their store in Clive. It's just one block south of Hickman down on 94th Street to see the savings for yourself. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, a proud supporter of CycloneFanatic.com.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flag Poles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here at Benchwarmers, waiting for the football games to get started tonight. I tell you what, I love it here at Benchwarmers, but when I get home on Thursday nights, I've got my my sweet projector that I bought at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, down in the old man cave. What's up, Tim Mullins? How are you, my friend?
It's going good. How you doing tonight, Chris?
I'm doing all right. You got to come over and watch some games sometime, man.
I'd like that.
I mean, it's huge.
I drove by your house today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I saw your truck sitting out there, so now I know where you live.
There you go. You should have just popped in.
I should have.
Representing Bondurant here tonight, Tim
Mullins
from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Tim, the deal of the week, from what I understand, last week you guys had a door buster.
We did.
And they went like hotcakes.
It did. It went quick, went fast. We did the dishwasher last week. It was a crazy deal. And, you know, sometimes when we run those, we got a limited quantity, but we also offered 15% off the whole weekend on Samsung, and it went really well.
Good.
A lot of Cyclone Fanatics out there having a great time.
All right, before we get to our picks, what do we got? What do we got for this week?
So I'm trying to change it up a little bit, stay a little bit appliances, a little bit electronics, and this week we're going to bring some flooring to everybody.
Oh, flooring.
You know, if you're doing a remodel in your house right now, there's one word that everybody likes, and that's free.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
You're giving away free flooring?
We got some free stuff, not flooring, not product. But what we're doing here this week is starting Friday morning, going through Sunday when we close, we're doing a free basic installation on the following flooring surfaces, which are wood, laminate, luxury vinyl tile, and sheet vinyl.
Nice.
Whenever you buy these at everyday low price. So you're going to come into the store, you know, you're going to talk to our folks in there, they're going to set up a measure for you, and you put down a deposit on what you're looking at. And then any one of those products, basic installation is going to be free.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
That's a great deal right there. That's one of those deals where, man, nobody really wants to do it. But if you've been thinking about it, this is the time to hop on it.
Yeah, just come pay for the product and we'll get you squared away and get the basic installation done on those for you.
All right. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive is where you find that. Let's go to our picks. Now, Brent Bloom is gone. He is in Toledo, but I do believe I have Brent's picks here.
Yeah.
That I can get rolled up. But let's start off with Auburn at LSU, 7.5, the Tigers. So Auburn, man, they almost lost to Jacksonville State last week.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Who do you like?
Well, that's what I was looking at. I realized that, you know, it's another FCS school that almost took out a big-time Power 5 conference in Auburn. You got, LSU looking good right now. It's in Death Valley. I don't know how they lose this one with Auburn coming off that scare that they had. So I got LSU here.
You got LSU to cover. Okay.
Yep.
It looks like Bloom has LSU to win by 4, and I do too. We both have Auburn covering. The only reason I do is I know how talented Auburn is. I feel like it has to be a fluke. Like a crazy fluke that happened last week.
That's my thinking too on that.
We'll see.
Be a close one.
Yeah. We'll see.
I just think beating MSU at MSU, that's a pretty big deal.
It's a
good win. So.
No, here's the deal with LSU, too. If you talk to, like, the really smart football people and the analytics and stuff, they all think that LSU is, like, the best team in the SEC.
I've heard a lot of talk on the radio about him being one of the Final Four at the end of the year, the team coming out of the SEC,
You go. That half point scares me. I think if it was 6.5, I probably would have. That just scares me.
The half point worked last week for Bloom.
Did he?
Yeah, the Michigan State game.
Oh, yeah.
There was 3.
Yep.
Remember the hook, he always says. So.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we got Mississippi at Alabama, another gym in the SEC, 6.5 in favor of the Crimson Tide. I thought that this was probably, like, the most difficult game on the schedule to pick because Mississippi's been putting up, like, it seems like 90 points on everybody that they play. Yeah. My gut tells me, Tim, that Alabama isn't good enough offensively to blow this team out. That's what my gut tells me, but it's still – that darn hook.
I know.
I'll take Alabama by a touchdown. What do you like?
Yeah, I'm with you here. To me, this is the game where Saban needs to quiet some people down. You know, he won, beat Wisconsin on neutral field. He had what they won like 37-10 or something like that. And the next game, one they should have won by much more than that. But to me, sitting at home, I think this is the game where he's got to show they're doing just fine. Even with Ole Miss scoring what they haven't scored that against a team like Alabama. So I see Alabama by a touchdown or more here, too.
Brent agrees with us. His exact words, this is a statement game for Alabama. Yep. Just what you said. He liked Alabama 31-14. All right, Cal, a 6.5-point favorite at Texas. Bloom likes Texas to win this outright 31-28. I don't trust Texas, and until they show me something on the field, you will not see me picking Charlie Strong's team. What do you think?
You know, I'm always wary of the injured individual, so to speak. Yeah. I mean, there's no reason to pick Texas right now. So I'm going with Texas. I think they're a mess, and they need a win, too, right now. And I think they rally around the redshirt freshman come in last game.
Yep.
I'm escaped by his name right now.
They changed their play caller, too.
Yeah.
Norvell is the guy now.
Yep. Put up 42 points last week. So I think they have to come out and put up something here to just – calm Texas down and realize the end of the world is not near. So,
all right, we'll see what you guys have a little more faith in the former Big 12 power than I do. We'll see how that works out. Here's a weird one too: Texas Tech at Arkansas. So Arkansas is coming off the loss to Toledo. Texas Tech, while they've had a couple of blowouts, they've been very non-inspirational blowouts.
Right.
I thought their defense is terrible. Weird game. What do you like in this one?
I thought this line was kind of crazy. I thought coming off the I mean, that's a huge line coming off the Toledo loss, and you know everyone knows the Red Raiders like to throw the ball and put up points. I just after what happened at Toledo, I just think 11.5 is too much. I think Texas Tech covers here.
Bloom says Arkansas is not happy, and he is picking the blowout for Arkansas. I don't even remember who I picked in this one. I got Tech covering just because of their offense. I agree with you. I just feel like they'll find a way to keep it somewhat close, but I'd be shocked if Texas Tech wins that game.
Bloom said Louisville would roll last week, too.
I actually picked Houston.
So did I.
Did you really?
High
five.
Too. Yeah.
Well, Tom Herman, actually.
Yeah, I know.
That's my guy right there.
Too many points to be put up there to win by that.
Pitt at Iowa. What do you like in this one, Tim? 5.5 for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, I just think a home at a Saturday night game at Kinnick. I think with no Connor with Pitt, and who knows, maybe some young guy steps up and does a great job, but I think there's a lot of confidence in Iowa City right now. Night game, you know, they haven't sold out stadiums. People are talking about it, but I just think that'll be a great atmosphere and kind of tough. If it's one of those games where if it was Pitt, I'd probably go the other way. But being at Kinnick on a Saturday night, I'm going to go ahead and say Iowa covers the 5.5.
I couldn't agree more with you. Yeah. I find it hard to believe Iowa won't win this game by at least a touchdown.
Right.
I'm not necessarily sold, but listen, Pitt doesn't know who their quarterback is.
Right.
And they're without a Heisman Trophy candidate at running back. Night game, I'm going to take Iowa.
Plus, last year, I mean, the pick game was Boyd, I think, is their stud wide receiver.
Yeah,
I mean,
really
he racked
player.
It up on Iowa last year, but I think Iowa's secondary is considerably better than it was last year.
They showed last week.
And that's their strength right now, so I think Iowa, I think they take this year.
Bloom, you ready for this? Classic letdown game.
Nice.
Yep. Pitt 27, Iowa 24. Maybe Bloom could be being a little troll right there too. We don't really know.
He could be right
though
too.
He's known to do that.
I mean, coming off a big win like last week, he could be right.
Absolutely. Well, we shall see. Iowa State at Toledo. When we wrote this down, it was -7.5 for the Rockets of Toledo. What do you think?
Yeah, this to me was actually the toughest one to pick because they come out and they beat Arkansas, which is that a fluke or is Toledo that good?
Don't know.
Iowa State loses a tough game, and the score probably wasn't as reflective in the Iowa State game as it wound up being. I mean, it was a tougher game than that. There had to have been a lot of Iowa fans out there very nervous in that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just tough to call, but, you know, going on the road, I mean, 7.5 seems like a lot, but unless they, you know, create some more offense there and have some different answers, I don't know how Toledo doesn't cover this.
All right, there you go. I've got Iowa State covering, and it's real. I think Toledo wins. I have Iowa State covering just because I kind of am the type, and if it's a Power 5 and I can get points like that,
right,
I'll usually take them.
Right.
And that's where I'm going.
It'll be the half.
Maybe they'll lose by a touchdown and I'll cover. Bloom has Iowa State winning 30-27.
I think that's very possible too.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting line because I think Iowa State's probably better than Vegas believes, and I think Toledo, man, that was kind of a fluky game that they won in Arkansas. I think they're good, and I picked Toledo to win this game in June, so I'm not changing my mind here.
Right.
But I mean, if you watch that game, like the amount of like red zone, like turnovers they got, it reminded me a little bit, not as extreme, but remember when Iowa State had like the 7 turnovers at Nebraska?
Yep. I remember that almost every drive.
Yes.
Turnover.
It was a similar type of game to that.
Yep.
And that's why I'll pick Iowa State to cover. Rob Gray, your grizzled veteran at CycloneFanatic.com. What do you think about what we just said? Correct us. Are you good? Are you good with everything?
I'm with Bloom on that one.
You got Iowa State to win.
Yeah.
And you picked the Hawks last week, too.
I mean, I'm not even sure that Arkansas turned the ball over in that game. They just messed up.
They just kept screwing up. Yeah.
I think they turned it over once. Toledo gives up over 500 yards, and Arkansas's bread and butter is running the ball, which it's just so weird on so many levels. They stopped the run. Mm-hmm. They couldn't stop the pass, Toledo, I'm speaking of. So I think Iowa State rebounds, and I think Toledo comes a little bit down to earth from that. I think fluke defines that win. Not that they're not good like you guys are both talking about, but
which I think you could be right on too. That's what I meant. Just toughest game to call. Just could go either way.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, Tim, we appreciate it. Let's load it up and rock and roll. Get a bunch of people into Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clyde. The deal of the week: free basic installation on your surfaces, on your wood, your laminate. What is luxury vinyl tile?
Sure. It's in the industry it's known as LVT, but you're going to see a lot of the most basic is it like you go into a Casey's and you see squares.
Yeah.
They look like tile, but they're vinyl.
Ah.
But they've come a long way with that. That's a basic way to say it. But you can get stuff that looks like a wood product. Very easy to use, very applicable in different areas. Great product to lay down about anywhere. But it's you know, a distance relative to the sheet vinyl where you throw a whole thing down. But a great product.
All right.
You know, so you can put that in there, too, for free basic install. So.
All right. Get in there. Get your floors done, Fanatics. We appreciate it, Tim.
Always a pleasure, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate our partnership with Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. All right. More Cyclone Fanatic Radio when we come back here on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, guys. It's Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny. Not your average sports bar. In fact, you may be a bit thunderstruck. 29 flat-screen TVs to enjoy your game, the best selection of craft beer from Thunderhead Brewing, Confluence, and New American Brewing, the best game day food like Thunder Pies, flame-broiled wings, Thunder Balls. Hey, can we cut back a bit on the thunder?
It's going to happen every time you say thunder.
In that case, thunder, thunder, thunder! Game on. Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny.
We've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank, the right people, the right process, period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team? Baseball? Hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search-for-the-flag-you-want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are here at Benchwarmers, presented as always by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Looking forward to Chiefs-Broncos tonight. This is one of the rare nights, Rob Gray, where I look forward to the NFL game. I think Louisville and Clemson will be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But those people are nuts at Kansas City, like, normally. And I guarantee you they've been drinking for hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a noon game. And you can't buy beer in Missouri until 9. There's a little trivia for you. Speaking from experience, but I've gone down to watch the Vikings. Those people,
so.
Arrowhead is going to be a cesspool of humanity tonight.
Yeah, and plus we all have our friends. You know, everyone has a friend who's a Broncos fan or a Chiefs fan or both, and how they get into it for this rivalry and how Peyton Manning has been such a thorn in the Chiefs' side, even in resurgent times recently. So it's a great matchup. Yeah, I think it definitely has a lot more allure. And I'm with you, usually the college football game attracts me to it a little bit more, but that's huge when it's Chiefs Broncos. They're both good. Great game.
Bring on a quality Vikings fan, former Cyclone, Glenn Waterhouse. Glenn Waterhouse Insurance, State Farm Insurance. That's where I get my life insurance from. Hey, Glenn.
How you doing tonight?
You're a Vikings fan, right?
Yeah, that was tough the other night.
Oh,
I thought Mark Mangino was running our offense playbook there. Not going with Peterson.
You've been on for 30 seconds. It took you to take a shot at Mangino.
Oh.
Hey, listen, that's the first thing I said on Cyclone Reaction on Saturday night. And I'm a novice football mind compared to a guy like you. But I was just befuddled. I couldn't believe how poor of an offensive performance Iowa State put together in one half of football.
I agree. I just, you know, what really got me is in the second half when I thought we got to really dial it up. Let's come out and be a little fancy. And we went right back to the run.
Oh.
You know, and I just – I don't believe that we can run the ball well, and I just hate to see us every time. I hope it's not every game we're going to go out and try to establish a run. There's no running game. Just come out and start airing it out, loosen them up, and then hit them with some runs.
Well, we talked to Sage Rosenfels on KXNO earlier in the week, and he talked a lot about, I mean, when you have a poor offensive line, which I don't know if Iowa State's offensive line is poor. It's too early to say that after two games, but I don't think that, listen, this is not going to be a dominant, this is not the Dallas Cowboys we're talking about here, okay? So I don't think Sam's going to have much time to throw all season long. Knowing that, I mean, what do you change? I mean, in your football mind,
I'm going to go back to the Vikings game. You got the best running back in the NFL, and you don't hand him the ball, okay? So you got Alan Lazard, who's a high-quality guy. We got to get him the ball more. We weren't throwing the ball downfield, and I realize there's not a lot of time maybe all the time. You got to take some shots, and I just thought we got real stale, real predictable. And so I think you just got to open up, be exotic. I mean, we don't have – we were 2-10 last year. Let's open it up. Be
fancy.
What
do you have to lose?
Right.
Let me guess. You were infuriated when Rhodes punted on 4th and 1.
Oh, my gosh. I was one of those fans thinking, what in the heck?
That's and you're generally a go-for-it type guy. I actually thought of you up in the press box when that happened.
Well, what message are you sending to your team?
Yeah.
You know, it's the Iowa Hawkeyes. Put it right down their throat.
Yeah.
You know, take a shot at it. That's just like, hey, we can't run the ball. We can't get the yard. Bring in a fullback. Bring in the land ram. Whatever. Just – get a half yard.
The land ram. That's Joel Lanning that you're speaking
about. Right.
Rob, around the program, I mean, Rhodes pretty much put that to rest at postgame, though, on Saturday night, didn't he?
He did. He I'm not sure that it, to put it mildly, it satisfied a lot of fans, though. I mean, more or less the argument he laid out was he didn't want to risk losing momentum versus him wanting to extend momentum. So it's like I want to hold on to what momentum I have. And I did the cost benefit analysis and trying to extend it wasn't, I didn't see that was too big of a cost to try to bear. And I think people want to see the aggressiveness like you talked about. When you have momentum, take even more of it. That's when you should gamble the most because you're rolling.
I agree.
I see that side of it. I can certainly see why he chooses not to. And it played out Iowa State the last two seasons have played out exactly how you'd expect. Looks like they did a great thing, pinned him at the 7. Pearson just about gets a safety for the sack.
Yeah.
But then he doesn't. Beathard has the big scramble. Tucker's gone for the game and two more plays. Like, so much drama, so much that seems to describe what's happened to Iowa State in the last 2 years happened in that drive when he didn't go for it. So
I really agree with you, Glenn, and I wrote this directly after the game, and I don't know how, but they've got to find a way to get Alan Lazard the football more, because this is like a once-in-a-generation type guy. I really think maybe that's probably based off of what he's done, that is massive hyperbole, but I think we're going to end up looking back at him and be like, damn, wish we'd utilize that guy a little bit more at this pace. And I'm with you. I mean, you got to find a way. I mean, like Brett was just talking to us early on in this radio program about when he had Todd Blythe with him. You use that guy like a security blanket. You know, when in doubt, you can dump it off to Todd Blythe. And, I want to see Lazard get more touches.
I do, too. I don't think he's getting the ball nearly enough. And make him stop him, you know, overuse him. I just read one of you guys' articles about how they – use Troy Davis. It was Bloom's.
Yeah, Bloom wrote
15
about
times
Davis
in one series. You know what? He's your guy. Roll with it.
I will say this, though. Lazard was targeted at seemingly almost exclusively in the second half. They just couldn't complete the passes. Like, I want to see a Bundridge emerge. I want to see Bundridge make the kind of plays he made against Iowa before he got hurt. Had the two big touchdowns in the West Virginia comeback to close that, you know, down 2013 season. I mean, he's ready to explode. And Montgomery disappeared in that game. Daly and Wesley, their stock has risen, but you've got a lot of options. But I'm totally with you that any opportunity you have to get it to him,
right?
He's going to make a play.
And there's more guys out there. I thought Sam, you know, he kept kind of locking in on receivers a little bit, mm-hmm. you know. So you know, I was kind of hard on Mangino. I want him to get better, be a little more creative. I want us to throw the ball a little more. We got a lot of good weapons, and then try to sneak some runs in. And heck, why not bring in a fullback? What I was disappointed is, I don't know why we had our tight end out there. We never threw to him, and I thought we had better athletes to put out there besides our tight end.
Is it just to help blocking? I mean, what?
Well, no, I kept seeing him spread out.
Okay.
So I don't know the rhyme and reason behind that, but, you know.
I would guess I'm going to give Mark Mangino the benefit of doubt now because we've all crushed him and we've taken our shots. He's a smart football coach.
Yeah.
I think that I don't know what it is, but my guess is they have some sort of a solution whipped up by Saturday. Mangino's too good. This is not like some conversations we've had in the past where it's like there's no hope for the offense.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a different conversation, Rob.
Well, two-time National Coach of the Year, both as a head coach and an assistant. I mean, and universally applauded for his offensive mind. Can he call a bad game? Well, he himself said that he takes the blame for particularly how the offense sputtered in the second half of that game. I think he is creative. I know that didn't see a whole lot of that in the Iowa game, and I'm sure.
Well, we did early with the DeVario Montgomery pass.
Ooh,
yeah.
That DeVario was going to pass it. How strange it was that actually worked to Iowa State's benefit. He throws into four guys.
Yeah,
he's got the. It's just a duck.
Yeah,
and it's picked. No, it's interference. So somehow four guys really interfered.
I know that you spent some time with Quentin Bundridge. If it wasn't yesterday, it was earlier in the week. Is he 100%? I mean, what did he say about that?
Rhodes did. When I mentioned to Rhodes that is he move, I asked him if he's moving the way he was before the injury because I noticed he wasn't getting targeted a whole lot, and frankly, the receivers aren't getting open a whole lot. And part of that is because guys, you know, they're extra. Teams know they can stop the run, so they've got extra guys back there. They're dropping the guys back a lot quicker. But he said, "Funny you should mention that because he is dealing with some." It's hard to say, is what he said. He's dealing with some soft tissue things, I think he said, so some bumps and bruises here and there. And then you don't know. You still have some rust. No matter how good you looked on the practice field, once you're going full speed in the game, there's some, you know, you've got to acclimate to that a little bit. So, I think he's intent on showing that he's the same guy he was before, which is a guy that not every game but lots of games performs to 70, 90, 100 yards. Touchdown or two a game. If he gets to that, then all of a sudden, you know, a lot of the horizon looks a lot brighter.
Well, speaking of injuries, Glenn, I'll throw it to your expertise, which is the defensive side of the football. What do you think about this 3-4? I love it. I think it's fun to watch.
I think it's great. I think the defense has been a great surprise. Jay Jones, love that guy. I love our linebackers. You know, that's
well, I didn't think I'd hear anybody say that at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Well, you
what, and how crazy is it, Glenn Waterhouse, that an Iowa State Cyclone was leading the country in sacks
right.
after 2 weeks? That's
incredible.
Insane.
Pearson's doing a great job there. I like just their intensity. You know, I like their coming out. And the biggest thing, we talked about this earlier this year, we're making sticks at the line of scrimmage. We had a, you know, when Beathard got away a couple of times, we had a couple of our second team defenders in there. You know, that was kind of otherwise our guys are flying around hitting people, and I like it. That's, to me, that's exciting to see us maybe hold in there for a chance with some games.
I love DeMond Tucker, and when he had to leave the game, I mean, that was truly a game changer. Iowa lost Drew Ott, too. That's the difference between the two programs. Iowa loses a stud. They can bring in another guy who's pretty good. Now, the guy they brought in wasn't Drew Ott, but he's pretty good. Mm-hmm. The difference between Vernell Trent and DeMond Tucker, I mean, it's night and day for Iowa State. And I think Trent did okay for what they were asking him to do. But, I mean, Glenn, when you're in a 3-4, you've got to have a nose guard.
Right, absolutely.
And when you're average at nose guard, the 3-4 really becomes problematic.
Absolutely.
I think that's what we saw. But it sounds like, Rob, I mean, Paul said yesterday that DeMond Tucker practiced and he's good to go.
Yeah, he said he should be good to go. And I couldn't agree more with what you said about the nose, the value of that in a 3-4. If you can't have a guy that makes an impact, let's say Vernell Trent holds his own most plays. You can't have a guy simply holding his own, being the guy that's your main guy. So, Tucker's absence was most surely felt and very noticeable in that second half.
So you're a big fan of Jay Jones, Glenn?
I like him.
Rob, you've got a big deal coming out on Jay Jones tomorrow, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We got to tease it. I'm giving you an opportunity to talk yourself up a little bit.
Other people were around the interviews, so there have been other stories written. Well, but
they don't matter. You don't have to give them credit.
It's an interesting journey that he made.
Puff your chest out a little bit.
It's
I'm making Rob feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
What's the story about?
Well, just how he journeyed through. You know, he volunteered basically to a few of us that were still standing there on Monday, you know, that he had faced a marijuana possession charge at North Carolina State. Things weren't working out for him. There was a coaching change. The new coach, I believe it was Doran, more or less said you best explore other options, and he thought long and hard about it. And the first place he decided to go was Georgia Military College. So his life changed dramatically. Discipline became the center of it. He talked about the way that, you know, he made his beds to the quarter test and bouncing off of it. And it's just an interesting journey that the guy's been through. And as Glenn said, just an electric player on the field. You can sense that second chance mentality in him coming out there. Seems to really love playing the game, too. So kind of how that journey transformed him, and now he's a standout for Iowa State, hopefully for 2 years.
And I like the guy too, Glenn. I don't know how closely you've watched him, but that Regan Northrup, the kid behind him, he's a redshirt freshman.
Right.
I think Jay Jones is a really good player. I don't think there's that big of a drop off between the two of them. I'm almost to the point where it's like, man, you got to find a way to get that kid on the field more.
Well, they've got, you know, some of their best athletes right now. Obviously, they're heavy in linebackers, it looks like. So get them on the field. They're making plays. You know, Jordan Harris, I told you last week, that's the guy. You're gone, but I like that guy, too.
He hits.
He's a hitter.
I worry. He hits so hard, I worry about him hurting himself. Like, that's
well,
what comes to my mind
every time I see somebody from Toledo.
Every time I see him. So what do you think, Glenn? Do you think Cyclones win? Or?
Listen, I think our defense is going to hold us in the game again. Give us an opportunity. I do believe the offense is going to rebound. I think there's a lot of hype coming off. Anytime you have a big win like that, it's always hard to kind of regroup, you know. And I think this is going to be more of a defining moment for this season right here is how we rebound as a team. So I think Iowa State's going to pull one off here. I think so. I'm going to pick them by three.
All right, there you go. Glenn Waterhouse from Glenn Waterhouse Insurance down there in Johnston picking an Iowa State victory. We'll take it. What, Glenn, let's talk about insurance here for just a minute before I let you go. It was very real to me. Some friends from back home, a young family, just lost a dad, just died, unfortunately, a young guy like my age. And, man, it just screamed to me the importance of the conversation that you and I had would have been last winter before my daughter was born about life insurance. And, man, it's just one of those things where People just don't have it. They don't have enough, right?
Right.
Is that, I mean, well, Chris, what do they tell you? What do the stats tell you on that?
Here's the deal that there's over 50% of the United States doesn't have anything outside of their job. And it's one of the most important conversations we have with our clients because it's the what if something happens.
Yeah.
You know, we're really trying to bring it light. September is National Life Awareness Month.
Oh, okay.
So that's been a big conversation. But I always say, you know, if something bad happens and I have to come meet a family, look the kids or parents in the eye or whoever it is, I don't want to bring a casserole to the funeral. I want to bring a check that's going to be a life changer and put these people back on track. So I would encourage you, if you haven't done enough or want to talk about it, we'd love to talk to you about it. So,
all right, that's very important stuff right there. GlenWaterhouse.com, former Cyclone. Just go in there and talk Cyclones with him. And then he'll sell you on the rest of the stuff, I promise. You just go in there and talk clones with Glenn, and you'll walk out happy with your insurance product. Thanks, Glenn.
All right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. We'll be back. We'll talk. Rob and I are going to talk a little Big 12 football here on 1460 KXNO. Hey, guys. CycloneFanatic.com is proudly sponsored by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart. And let me tell you, that store in Clive has everything you need to create the kitchen of your dreams. They've got top-rated appliances, flooring, and coming soon, even cabinets. There you will find everything you're looking for. More than 100 options of refrigerators, ranges, and also dishwashers. They carry the brands you trust with all of the features and colors to perfectly complete that kitchen of your dreams. It's all in one store, Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Hey guys, it's Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny. Not your average sports bar. In fact, you may be a bit thunderstruck. 29 flat screen TVs to enjoy your game. The best selection of craft beer from Thunderhead Brewing, Confluence, and New American Brewing. The best game day food like Thunder Pies, Flame Broiled Wings, Thunder Balls. Hey, can we cut back a bit on the thunder?
It's going to happen every time you say thunder.
In that case, thunder, thunder, thunder! Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Okay, so you just heard that Thunderhead Sports Bar commercial. We've got our basketball tip-off party coming up. We're changing it up just a little bit. We are at Thunderhead Sports Bar in Ankeny this year, changing things up. And that's going to be on October 1st at 6 p.m. Special guests will be in attendance. Mark your calendars. You won't want to miss it. Thursday, October 1st, 6 p.m. Special guests will be in attendance. That will be our tip-off party, our annual tip-off party for CycloneFanatic.com. Athlon came out today, Rob. I got my Athlon in the mail. Iowa State's ranked 7th, 2nd in the Big 12. I saw Blue Ribbon yesterday. Clones are 8th. That was just their top 25 was the only thing that they put out. It's going to be a fun preseason. I mean, that's what I wrote today, three thoughts on Thursday. It's like, dudes, like, I know everybody's a little bit down because Fred left, but enjoy this. You know what I mean? It's pretty rare for Iowa State to be a perennial top 10 team heading into a season.
Exactly. And as a reporter, I'm tasked now with figuring out what kind of chip they're going to be able to put on their shoulder. We've already gotten with that with George, asking him, okay, you've getting all this preseason hype now. You guys always find a way to feel slighted and disrespected. How are you going to find it? And he said, oh, yeah, we'll find a way. We'll find a way. You know, maybe somebody will gift wrap it like that infamous USA Today Big 12.
What did they pick him last in the Big 12 like 2 years ago?
And you know, it just had to be some typo from some staffer did something. But
I don't believe that. But
okay, well, that's
I Googled the guy who wrote that, and I truly believe it after finding out what I found out.
Wow. Wow.
But, you know. Hey, let's go to the phones. We got Brent Bloom. I believe he's in Toledo, Ohio. He's on for like the last 3 minutes of the program. What's up, Bloomer? How are you, man?
He's saving us.
Hey, fellas. How's Benchwarmers? I missed that place.
It's all right. We've got the Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive crew here, the managers, your lovely wife. I'm looking at her right now. Her hair looks lovely.
Keep them in line, would you?
Yeah. No, I will. They're getting a little crazy over there, but we'll keep them. We'll keep them chill. Hey, how's Toledo? You're in Toledo?
I am. You know, it just worked out that my day job would take me out here the week of the Iowa State game. Good scheduling by me. But no, it's interesting. I drove by the stadium today, and it's a cool looking place. It's not very big. It's like 25,000 people, but they got Iowa State signs up all over the place. They're pretty pumped up over here. And the other thing I noticed about Toledo is there are a lot of Bob Evans restaurants. Have you ever been to one of those?
Bob Evans, yeah, down at the Lake of the Ozarks, I've been at one. Bob Evans, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
You wrote about Troy Davis today. Man, I love your stuff, you know that, buddy, but that was one of my favorite columns you've written. The way you were able to tie in Troy with the current day issues of the Iowa State rushing attack. I mean, was that fun for you to be able to go back and look up all Troy's stats and do everything that you did?
It was a lot of fun, and that's the most interesting thing, because if you look at, you know, current Iowa State students, they probably don't remember Iowa State having a good ground game. I mean, Alexander Robinson had one good year in 2009, but they've had, like, one guy in the last 10 years over 1,000 yards, and it's him. And Troy went back-to-back over 2,000 yards, and he did it in 11 games. So it's just interesting, the contrast. The one thing you could count on back in the day was having a running game with Troy Davis, and now it's kind of sad because they're dead last in the Power 5 conference in rushing right now.
Bloom, hate to keep it short, man, but we're up against it. We gotta go. But we just wanted to catch up with you. We'll look forward to the Cyclone Radio Network broadcast. I believe pregame starts at 5 o'clock on Saturday. 100.3 The Bus. Be safe, my man.
All right, fellas, have a buffalo chicken pizza for me.
No, we will. I got the Paul Rhodes pizza coming, but I'm sure somebody will get the buffalo chicken.
Be well.
Right. Take care, Brent.
Bloom always drops the be well, the Royce White reference.
That's nice. I hope he strays from Bob Evans, by the way.
Why, you're not a fan?
No, I'm not a fan.
Why?
I mean, find something local. Find something that says
you hate
Toledo.
Chains. If it's a chain, you're not going.
I'm not a huge fan of chains. I want to support the local businesses whenever I
like
can.
Like Benchwarmers here in Ink?
Indeed. Yeah, mom and pop type stuff. It's vital to the community.
Hey, a little programming. For somebody who's sitting around streaming us on the iHeartRadio app right now, if you're not crazy about the Chiefs or that Clemson game tonight, a couple of former Cyclones playing for Florida A&M. They are playing South Carolina State tonight, and apparently that game is televised. I don't know exactly what channel it is, but it just started. Devondrick Neely has already fumbled.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going off of a thread.
That
on
streams
Cyclone
CBS
Fanatic.
Sports Network.
Yeah,
to me, doesn't it?
It really
like
does.
That.
Neely last week, again, he played for Iowa. How did those guys not have to sit out a year? Do we know that?
Well, they're FCS then, right?
Florida A&M, I believe, is a,
Florida
like
A&M
a Sun Belt team, or I don't know.
No, I think, did you say A&M?
Yeah, Florida A&M.
That should be, that should be FCS.
I was thinking of Florida Atlantic.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right. That is an FCS. But apparently last week, Neely had like 14 rushes for 21 yards.
Hmm.
But
Sounds familiar.
If you're interested in the former clones, you can flip it on over to, well, you people have Google. Figure out what channel that game's on. Because I don't really care. I'm going to watch this Chiefs-Broncos game tonight, and I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to Saturday night, Rob, where the clones hopefully get back on the win column.
Indeed. ESPNU on that game, by the
yeah,
way.
What's the score? Do we have a score update?
We got 3-0. South Carolina State has put up a field goal.
Man.
9:34 left in the first.
Sounds like a hell of a contest.
Oh.
A couple of I believe A&M, Florida A&M are the Rattlesnakes.
Nice.
I believe. There's my mascot
I
knowledge.
Like it.
Thanks to Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, we appreciate all that they do for us. Of course, bench warmers here in Ankeny love coming here each and every Thursday night. We will be back tomorrow morning here on 1460 KXNO when the morning rush comes on. So long, everybody. Have a great night.